The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's Sunday night, and this is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network. A weekly look inside LSU athletics with exclusive interviews with coaches, student athletes, and administrators. And now, from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios on the campus of LSU, here is your host of LSU 60, Bill Franquez.
Good Sunday evening, Tiger fans, and this is Chris Blair sitting in for Bill Franquez, welcoming you in to LSU 60 here on the 15th of November, 2020. Coming up, we've got a jam-packed show, just as Bill would like it. Bill has the Sunday off, and coming up later, we're going to delve into LSU football. Of course, Jeff Palermo, each and every week, grabbing up some interviews, talking to the assistant coaches over at LSU, and we'll get thoughts and conversation with James Craig, the assistant coach, offensive line coach for the LSU Fighting Tigers. And then a little bit later on, we're just, about 10 days away from the start of hoops here at LSU. LSU basketball, both men and women's, will get started during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and we've got special guests coming up for you tonight. We'll have a chance to talk with Will Wade, head men's basketball coach, and Coach Nikki Fargus, going to join us later in the show to talk about LSU women's basketball. Both of the schedules have been released, non-conference as well as conference schedules. We'll delve into that. We'll talk about preseason preparation and what they see on the horizon for 2020-2021 LSU basketball. So a lot to get to coming up. We'll take a look at the weekend that was in SEC football. Four games were postponed. There were three games played. We'll talk about that and then look ahead to next weekend. As far as we know, at this moment, those games are in stone. Hopefully, teams will be able to get back to the gridiron and play next week. We'll have a rundown of this weekend and a look ahead to next weekend in just a few moments. LSU 60 brought to you live each week from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. Capital One is reimagined banking, offering accounts with no fees or minimums. Capital One, the official bank and credit card of the NCAA. Just getting cranked up here on LSU 60. Stay with us after this quick break. We'll look back at this weekend in SEC football right after these words.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run, or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future. When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run, or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more. Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
The latest on LSU athletics each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back inside the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One studios, Chris Blair filling in for Bill Frankes tonight on LSU 60. Tiger fans, want to remind you, you can take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. Show your LSU pride at cox.com/Tigers. Had a chance this weekend. Former Tiger great Jacob Hester and his family able to do that. Post that online. Had a chance to see him and his family with Mike the Tiger. You can do the same thing again, cox.com/Tigers. Let's take a look at the weekend that was in SEC football. It was a partial week, to say the very least. Of course, LSU-Alabama postponed due to COVID-19 concerns. There were three other games in the league also affected by COVID-19 protocols. Georgia and Missouri postponed. Tennessee hosting Texas A&M did not occur. And in Starkville, Mississippi State and Auburn have been pushed back as well. There were three games played yesterday across the SEC. Joining me now, our great producer, Jeff Palermo. And, Jeff, three games played by the league. And as we led up to the weekend with those three games in stone to be played, there was a lot of talk about how you move all these games around so that everybody gets 10 games in. That has yet to be released. We'll wait. I'm sure high-level conversations going on, maybe as we speak here tonight, with some announcements coming in the near future. But a tough week for the SEC, able to get three games under their belt now moving forward to next week. But the next couple of weeks leading up to the 19th of December and the SEC title game, we can expect things are going to look a little different.
Yeah, and I think a major decision was made on Friday, and that was that the SEC said, yes, we are going to play games on the day of the SEC championship game that are not the SEC championship game. So that allows some more scheduling flexibility. And, Chris, I think we're going to get an announcement probably. This is just my belief, my hunch. I think we're going to get an announcement tomorrow morning as far as how this schedule will shake out. If not tomorrow, by Tuesday, I think, the latest, because I think all these teams need to make plans as far as where they're going to play and who they're going to play. But it's going to be a sprint to the finish. One thing that SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said on Saturday when he was making the rounds on both ESPN College Game Day and SEC Nation on the SEC Network is that there are no plans to push back the SEC title game.
Right.
That they plan to play December 19th. Now, could they push it back a week? Could they push it back to the weekend, December 26th? He said yes, but that's not something they're looking to do. They want to have a finish line is how he put it. And so right now the finish line appears to be December 19th.
Again, a lot of moving parts to make this happen. Again, I imagine that since all of this came to be, there's been obviously a lot of looks, a lot of logistics being taken into account on how you move these games around. But I agree with you, Jeff. I think we'll probably have an indication of what games are going to be moved and what dates these games will be made up in the next 24 to 48 hours. Looking at yesterday's action, it started with Kentucky and Vanderbilt. And early on, the Wildcats, again, a close game. And you've heard it all if you've watched SEC football this season. The offense for the University of Kentucky has had their ups and downs. The defense at times have kind of been away, not been able to play as well as they have. 38-35, Kentucky gets by Vanderbilt at home at Kroger Field in a game that it looked like Kentucky had a chance to pull away. Couldn't do so. Credit Vanderbilt. They never gave up. Made it a three-point game late. Kentucky holds on to win. And Kentucky now moves to 3-4 overall. Obviously 3-4 in the SEC. And Vanderbilt still 0-for in SEC play. Florida and Arkansas got together in the nightcap down in the swamp. And again, Arkansas played well early on, but just outmatched offensively. Kyle Trask, a record-setting day. 6 touchdown passes. First Florida quarterback to do so. They went over the Razorback 63-35. Again, I'm sure a lot of LSU fans were watching that because of Arkansas hosting LSU coming up this Saturday. South Carolina and Ole Miss also played at night, and for most of the second half, at least the early part of the second half, it looked like they were going to try to set some offensive records, at least as far as total score was concerned. Ole Miss, though, Jeff, watching that game, it felt like there in the third quarter where both teams were scoring, Ole Miss mainly through the air, South Carolina behind Harris on the ground. Harris, a record day, 243 yards rushing. They just went back and forth until South Carolina blinked late in that third quarter. Ole Miss able to get a score right after that and then jumped ahead, go on to win 59-42. And it looked like Harris just ran out of steam. He had played so well, ran so hard, Ole Miss couldn't stop him. But I think it's much easier to throw the ball 60 yards than it is to run the ball 60 yards.
Yeah, and look at these three scores from the games yesterday. It's unbelievable how far the SEC has come along here with offense, and defense is, you don't see much of it being played. I mean, 38-35 is one score, 63-35 another, and 59-42 is the score of the Ole Miss-South Carolina game. So very little defense being played in these games. These offenses have gotten so much better. What Lane Kiffin has been able to do at Ole Miss in one season to turn around that program the way it's been turned around offensively is very impressive. We always knew he's an outstanding play caller and has a great offensive mind. Now, they can't really stop anybody on defense, but in that game against South Carolina, they were able to outscore the Gamecocks. So it'll be interesting when LSU plays Ole Miss. I think it's going to be a fascinating game this Saturday against Arkansas, and whether the 2 weeks, if LSU is able to solve some of its issues and can play better in Fayetteville. So I think the second half of the season is going to be very intriguing, really across the league, even though a lot of people feel, well, it's Alabama and Florida is going to be the SEC championship game. But I still think it's going to be fascinating to see how these other teams develop and what kind of games we'll see the rest of the way out.
You learned in school, Jeff, that a theory is a theory until it's proven so many times it becomes a law. I am on board with the theory that the loss of spring football affects defense more than offense. I've heard it a lot from coaches and players immediately following when spring football was shut down across the country. A lot of people then said the defense for every team may suffer a little bit. And to your point, looking at the scores around the SEC this year, a league that takes pride in their defense, that's soon, I think, going to become a law. If you don't have spring football, defense is going to suffer. Real quickly, want to send out congratulations to LSU soccer in the SEC tournament. Extra time, they get the win 2-1. They're going to advance to the quarterfinals. They will take on the number 3 seed Texas A&M in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament coming up on Tuesday. So congratulations to Sean Hudson and LSU soccer on their win in the SEC tournament. Well, we've got plenty to come your way here on LSU 60. Coming up, Jeff had a chance to visit with James Craig, offensive line coach for LSU. We'll get their comments in just a few moments, and then a little later on, Will Wade going to join us as we get ready for LSU basketball. And in the back half of the show, we'll talk to Nikki Fargus. So LSU men's basketball, LSU women's basketball, much more to get to. Don't you go anywhere. Want to remind you to download the LSU mobile app and show us how you go with Tabasco using hashtag Tabasco Tigers for a chance to win a $100 gift card to the Tabasco Country Store. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Tigers, who remind you, go Tigers. LSU 60 continues on after this quick break on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
All right, folks, come on, y'all ready to party? Give it up, clear the floor, and give way to the big money game from the lottery. Let's hear it for the big man, $200,000 big spender, and $100,000 big win. Pay attention, y'all. Coming on down is $20,000 big deal, followed by $10,000 big bucks.
Make it a big night with all four tickets. You could win up to $200,000.
Remember, you must be at least 21 to purchase.
Cavender's is more than a brand. It's our family name.
We believe in dressing how you live and living how you dress. So it doesn't matter if you spend your days like this or like this. At Cavender's, you can expect handcrafted boots, perfectly shaped hats, and high-quality Western wear. Because that's what it takes to meet our family standard. Cavender's, don't just wear it, live it.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hey, here's a bit of wisdom from your Uncle Cooper. Tires exist on a spectrum. On one end, you got too much tire. On the other, you don't get enough. Both ends are ripoffs. You're either paying for more than you need or needing more even after you pay. So if you want a tire that costs what tires should cost and does what tires should do, go mwah, right for the sweet spot. Go with the Coopers.
Cooper!
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
Chris Blair with you on a Sunday night doing his best Bill Frankes impersonation. We decided to give Bill a little break. I mean, obviously, I haven't been on the radio in 2 weeks, and Bill's been going every single week. We decided it was time to give him a little break, so he'll be back with you again next week for LSU 60. We did a recap of the SEC in the previous segment, and while we were on the air, did not notice. I put my phone away because that's how I was trained. But apparently South Carolina has parted ways with Coach Will Muschamp after their tough loss last night in that shootout against Ole Miss. Again, Ole Miss getting the win in Oxford, 59-42, and apparently about 10 minutes ago, it was reported by Bruce Feldman that South Carolina has fired Will Muschamp. Again, have to dig a little deeper to see who they're going to name as interim coach, possibly Mike Bobo, who is the offensive coordinator, but again, just speculating here at this point. But Will Muschamp, his time in Columbia, South Carolina, comes to an end. Fans, don't miss Inside LSU Football with Ed Ogeron, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, every week on the LSU Sports Television Network. Inside LSU Football airs Sunday nights at 10:35 on WBRZ Channel 2, right here in Baton Rouge. Check your local listings for the LSU Sports Television Network affiliate in your area. Earlier, Jeff Palermo had a chance to talk with James Craig, offensive line coach for your LSU Fighting Tigers. Here's a part of their conversation on LSU 60.
Thanks, Chris. Coach Craig, it's been an interesting 2 weeks here. You guys have been kind of sitting around, waiting to play a football game. This past Saturday's game against Alabama was postponed. How do you use this downtime to try to get better?
You know what? We went back to fundamentals, just doing, you know, stance, alignment, assignment, and just been a great week just to fine-tune just all our techniques. And it's been a really good week to get that, and obviously get some guys some needed rest too as well.
Has it been almost like a second training camp or a second preseason camp?
Oh yeah, we were getting after it pretty good. That's Coach O's philosophy. When we go out to practice, we hit the Ponderosa, and we get after it out there, and it's pretty intense. But it was like a training camp.
Let's talk about some of the guys. Liam Shanahan, where would this offensive line be without him?
I tell you what, he's sort of the engine in the middle. He does a great job preparing, really, you know, responds well, can see the whole field during the game. He's like a second coach on the sideline. He's a lot like Lloyd in that respect. He does a great job preparing, and I just expect him to keep getting better.
He had not played center prior to arriving at LSU. What made you think that he could be a good center?
Just watching him move around on his film and obviously how he processes a game, you know, and how he can think quick and analyze and put us in the right position.
Ed Ingram seems like he's been here for a long time now. What makes him such an outstanding guard?
Just physicality, true pro, prepares well. It's football's important to him. Just great kid, doesn't say much, just comes out and does his job.
At the other guard, Chasen Hines, how has he been able to fill that other role?
It's been great with him. You know, really athletic. He had a small role when I first got here. He came in as a true freshman and competed and got after it. And it's been great to see his progress up until now.
Cam Wire was not the starter at the beginning of the season. How has he developed? What do you like about what you're seeing out of him from one of the tackle spots?
Cam's just going to give you everything he's got. He's a try-hard kid, and he's very smart. He really digs hard to give you everything he's got, and I appreciate Cam's effort.
Austin Deculus seems like he's kind of the emotional leader of this group, wouldn't you say? He seems like you could, when you watch him, he's very you can see his body language. He's into the game.
Yeah, he's played a lot of football for us. It's been great to see how he's. You know, one thing about Austin is he's durable. You know, he's playing hurt right now, he gets in there every day and he gives you everything he's got. That's one thing about Deck. He's going to bust his tail for you, and I'm happy to see where he's at right now.
Well, and it's important to have a guy like him because he's been around. I know Ingram's been around too, but you can use all the veteran presence that you can on that offensive line.
Oh, there's no question. And it's great to have him with, you know, Liam in there too. It is great to have the veteran experience with such a young group.
So we got five more games left. What are you looking out of this? What are you looking for from this group? What have you guys really stressed here over the last couple of weeks?
Fundamentals. Like I said, just fine-tuning our fundamentals, whether it be on a combo block, stepping with the correct foot, or in protection, getting our hands where they need to be. We got to play with great fundamentals, and we got to play with great effort. And effort's number one, obviously, and it's always followed by great technique, you know, and the fundamental, that's what's going to get you where we need to be.
Talking with offensive line coach and running game coordinator James Craig, and I know one thing you'd like to do here in the second half of the season is really establish the running game. It's been kind of up and down. Have you been able to pinpoint on why maybe you haven't been as consistent running the ball as you would like?
Yeah, it's sometimes – you know, we definitely got to do a better job running the ball and be more effective. We got the guys to do it up front, and we got the backs in the stable, and that's our job as coaches to get them in the right position to do that. And we got to run the ball better, I think that's who we are. You know, I think that once we get, you know, moving the ball and there's like a stat or something like that that Coach O always gives, once we rush the ball over 100 yards, we're whatever win percentage we are. It's ridiculous, but yeah, that's who we are here at LSU. We got to be able to establish the run game and run the ball effectively.
A couple more questions for you, Coach. What about some of the younger guys on this offensive line? Who is really starting to show some promise and that you look forward to what they can do here at LSU?
You know, all the young guys, they're really young. They're all freshmen, and they're in there and they're battling against the first team defense all the time, and just the whole group as a core, they're getting better, they're developing. I wish they could get in there and get in some scenarios in a game right now to come play. The only time they've ever had it was at the South Carolina game. I wish they can get more game experience to get ready, but they're all contributing and they're all working hard and they're all getting better.
And then finally, I know you started breaking down Arkansas. What do you see from them and their front seven and what you guys need to do?
Yeah, you know what? They play extremely hard. Obviously they played that game the other night. The score doesn't indicate how they play. They do a really good job. Coach Odom, he's from Missouri. They have a really good defense there. They play hard. They play with that same passion on defense. They got – you know, the same players from last year, but the way they play, the energy they play with, I think their linebackers do a good job inside of avoiding blocks, and I think their, you know, their defensive line is really solid, led by the captain, Jonathan Marshall. He's a pretty good player, pretty effective player, gets after it.
Coach, good luck. Looking forward to finally playing a game, and hopefully it's the start of not only playing games, but a start of a win streak as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
All right, that's Coach Craig, offensive line coach for the LSU Tigers. We'll take a break. More of LSU 60 when we come back on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers! Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team preview, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM. If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team preview, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back here on LSU 60, Chris Blair filling in for Bill Franquez. And now it's part of the show as we're about 10 days away from tipping off basketball season. That's right. Basketball is finally here, and of course, LSU men's basketball had their schedule released last week, week before last, I guess, now that we sit here on Sunday, and we are happy to bring into the show the head coach of your LSU men's basketball team, Will Wade. Coach Wade, it's good to hear from you, good to talk with you. I know it's been a while since you and I have crossed paths.
Yeah, I don't get to see you hardly anymore, Chris.
Yeah,
for everybody who doesn't know, Chris's office is right outside of our office suite on the third floor, so we usually run into each other quite frequently. I think the last time we saw each other was in the parking lot.
Yes, indeed it was, way back in the summer. Coach, the schedule comes out. We'll talk about the team coming up in the next segment, but, you know, we are 10 days away from you guys tipping off the season. I know you've had a couple of press conferences talking about the team and the excitement you have for this squad. Tell us where you are 10 days away. You ready to go?
You know, I think so. You know, we'll see. Yeah, it's going to be different because in the past we get two scrimmages or exhibition games, and we're not going to get any of those this year. So it's just going to be, you know, learning on the fly. We'd have already done a couple scrimmages and exhibitions. Like last year we played Louisiana Tech in the exhibition at Louisiana Tech, and then for the scrimmage, we scrimmaged Baylor, who was obviously a tremendous team and a national title contender. And so we just had a good sense. You had stuff on film. You played against somebody else. You kind of played your top eight or nine guys together. And we haven't been able to do that yet. Now, the good news for us is we've had great competition in practice. You know, we've settled in with really our top eight or nine guys. But the second group of guys can really push the first group of guys. And so we've had some very, very competitive practices. But at the end of the day, we've got to put, you know, 9-10 guys on the same team and make sure everybody's, you know, responsibilities are divvied out and everybody's doing their job. So that'll be interesting when, you know, the first time we do it against San Francisco on the 25th. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Coach Will Wade joining us tonight on LSU 60. I mean, you made me think about it. I know this year has been so different for every coach, every team. trying to put together, number one, a schedule. Number two, get ready for the start of the season. Did you guys, you and the staff, find yourself doing things differently because you would not have these scrimmages? I mean, you always have a pretty intense practice, but were there things you tried to do differently to get your team up to speed before they start on the 25th?
Yeah, one thing we've done is we've done a ton more playing than we've ever played in practice. You've been in practice. A lot of times we do drill work. We stop a lot. I haven't stopped it. Like, we've gone up and down, and we've probably played as much or more than we've ever played for a couple of reasons. One, what you said, we're not going to have the time for the scrimmages. And two, in the summer, we play basically controlled pickup. You know, I give some rules, and we couldn't even play pickup this summer because everybody was working out individually or in small groups, and we couldn't get the whole team together this summer with all the protocols. So because of that, since we started practice and been able to work together as a team, we've done a lot more just playing, getting up and down in practice. We play 4-minute segments multiple times a day during practice and that sort of thing. And so hopefully that'll help us. That's what we've had to do to really compensate for not having these exhibitions and stuff. But, I mean, at the end of the day, look, everybody doesn't have them. When we play San Francisco on the 25th, it'll be their first game too. And so, we all got the same issues. It's all equal, and we just got to be as prepared as we can be.
You know, when you look to the start of the season, and for fans out there listening, again, the schedule came out a week from this past Friday. You start on the 25th, going to be out in Lincoln, Nebraska, for the Golden Window Classic. A number of teams are going to be there. Tigers are going to open up against San Francisco. Coach, kind of bring us up to speed. Who are the teams that are out there, and how is the format going to play out? Are you guys going to have a set number of opponents, meaning you'll play three games and those are in stone?
Yeah, we're playing San Francisco, Western Kentucky, and St. Louis. So all three very, very good teams. San Francisco in the West Coast Conference, they'll be picked at the top of that league. They had a tremendous year. Last year, in fact, I was watching film on them today against BYU. But Western Kentucky's picked to win. You know, we've got Western Kentucky, North Texas, and Louisiana Tech from Conference USA. Western Kentucky's picked to win Conference USA. They're a talented, talented bunch. And St. Louis won 23 games last year, returned all of their main guys, and they return their top six or seven guys. They're picked second in the Atlantic 10 behind Richmond. They'll be an NCAA tournament team. That'll be a quad one neutral court game. And so we're going to have, two quad two games and a quad one game to start the season off. So we've got to, probably a bit ambitious to start, but, I figured we got to get as many good games in as we can early on. And so that's what we're going to do. But yeah, we're going to play the 25th, 26th, and 28th out there against San Francisco, Western Kentucky, and St. Louis.
LSU men's basketball coach Will Wade joining us here. Coach, before we go to break, and we thank you for hanging on for another segment, but before we go to break, you mentioned the start of the season there, 25th, 26th, and 28th out in Lincoln, Nebraska. Everybody knows that you're the type of guy who loves to figure out how to get the best non-conference schedule, get you the best teams you can play. And I know scheduling, obviously, this year, going into this year due to the pandemic, a lot of things were thrown out the window and you had to start from scratch. How in the world did you end up with that type of non-conference, high-rated teams? Was it luck?
A little bit of luck and working the phones. And then, Matt Laborde from our administration, he does a phenomenal job. He puts up with me in scheduling and works on the schedule with me. And it's really just a lot of phone calls. We tried to keep the Syracuse game, and once we realized that wasn't going to work, then we kind of went about finding other games. One thing that happens is there's very few high major teams that'll play a Western Kentucky, a San Francisco, a St. Louis, like we played East Tennessee State. There's very few teams that'll play those guys. And so early on, we kind of paired up with San Francisco, Western, and St. Louis and basically said, we're all kind of here together and we'll go to wherever will take us and can put on the games. And we had almost a little scheduling I'll say conglomerate, but we had a group of guys that we knew we all wanted to play each other because St. Louis needs numbers, I need numbers, Western Kentucky needs numbers, and San Francisco, just the West Coast Conference only plays 16 conference games, so they need 11 non-conference games. So they were just desperate, and I've known their coach for a while. So it was one of those deals where we all kind of came together and we just had to find a place and find a spot, and we knew the guy who was running at Nebraska, and it just made the most sense for all of us. And, you know, as it stands right now, we've only got one quad four game on our schedule. Everything else is going to be quad three, quad two, or quad one. So we've got a tremendous, probably the best non-conference schedule we've had in terms of numerics. I'm very, very excited about that. Now we just got to win games.
Tigers going to open up, tip off the season November 25th in Lincoln, Nebraska, Pinnacle Bank Arena. Take on the Dons of San Francisco. We're going to take a quick break here on LSU 60. When we come back, we'll continue to talk with head coach Will Wade, talk about the makeup of the team and some of the guys you should get accustomed to hearing about as the season gets started. Stay with us. More right after these words.
All right, folks, come on. Y'all ready to party? Give it up. Clear the floor and give way to the big money game from the lottery. Let's hear it for the big man. $200,000 big spender and $100,000 big win. Pay attention, y'all. Coming on down is $20,000 big deal, followed by $10,000 big bucks.
Make it a big night with all four tickets. You could win up to $200,000.
Remember, you must be at least 21 to purchase.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
If this year has taught us anything, it's we can all do more than we ever thought possible. That compassion can persevere through the greatest challenge, and that ingenuity and excellence can transform us forever. At Our Lady of the Lake, we see each person, never simply the patient, because health is a human experience. Our Lady of the Lake, the official healthcare provider of LSU Athletics.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The latest on LSU athletics each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tiger fans, Hollingsworth, Richards Ford on Florida Boulevard proudly supports the LSU Tigers. Remember, you always get your money's worth at Hollingsworth, Richards Ford. Chris Blair sitting in for Bill Frankes tonight on LSU 60. We are thrilled to have LSU men's basketball coach Will Wade join us. And, Coach, you know, one of the things that stands out, you've got a full roster here going into the 2020-21 season, and it's a really good mix. I mean, you've got some great guys returning. Javonte Smart, obvious Darius Days, Trendon Watford, the real core of your team. You've got some transfers coming in, and then some highly touted freshmen we can all expect to enjoy for the next couple of years. I mean, you really have a very balanced roster.
Yeah, our staff has done a good job. We did a good job in recruiting both with the freshmen, with the transfers, and recruiting the guys in our program, just bringing them back, making sure, you know, they all make the right decisions. And,
and getting the guys that we have here better. We maybe have had nobody in our program that's improved as much as Andre Hyatt over the course of the summer and just the preseason. He's been absolutely phenomenal, and I think Charles Manning is finally going to be healthy. It may take him a couple games before he really hits his stride, but I think he's going to be healthy finally, hopefully for the entire season, and that's a big boost to us, along with the guys you mentioned, Trendon, Javonte, and Darius, and they've all improved dramatically and have gotten better as well. And then you add in the talented freshmen and the transfers. I told the staff the other day, this is very rare in a recruiting class, but you know, usually in basketball, if you hit on 60% of them, you're doing a pretty bang up job. But of the five freshmen, all five of them are SEC players. We hit on all of them. Big Gray, the big center. You know, he's going to develop. He's not ready to go play 20 minutes a game right now. But we can put him in a game right now, and he's going to develop. And you know, I told somebody the other day, think Ado from Mississippi State. That's kind of who he's like, who he can develop into, who he can be for us. But he can definitely help us. And Eric Gaines is electric in the open court. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal guard. Has very, very good defensive instincts. And then Jalen Cook and Imwani are both great defenders. Just very, very solid. Show up every day, do their job, get in the extra work. They work out every morning at 7:30 together. Getting their extra work in. And then Cam Thomas, just a phenomenal, phenomenal scorer, wired to score, hits incredible shots and makes the easy ones, makes the easy threes look like layups. So, you know, we've got a very, very good freshman class. You add in Penn Johnson and Sharif O'Neal, the transfers. We're hoping to hear something on Sharif's waiver either tomorrow or Wednesday. We're hopeful we'll get good news on that. And then we had Josh LeBlanc, who transferred to us last year. So we've got a good mix of, you know, guys that have played a lot of college basketball, some talented new guys that maybe haven't played as much but are very, very good players.
Will Wade, LSU men's basketball coach, joining us here. Nice enough to give us a few moments on LSU 60. Coach, since you've been here, offense has really been the strong point. And I don't know how many times that you've told me.
What are you saying? We ain't been very good on defense, Chris.
That's one way to say it. So you notice how I transition and lay that out there?
That's what I like about you, Chris. You're always positive. But, yeah, we ain't been worth a damn on defense. You can say it.
But I don't know how many times after a game you said, hey, when you score 84 points, you're supposed to win. I have listened to you in a couple of press conferences this year, and I took note of the fact that you said there's a philosophy change in defense. And we all know, and I've heard coaches say it for years, there's got to be a want to by the players to play defense. What can we all expect differently from a schematic standpoint and a want to standpoint for the Tigers this year defensively?
Well, I'll say this. I think, you know, Charles Manning loves to defend. Josh LeBlanc loves to defend. Jalen Cook and Imwani love to defend. Eric Gaines probably likes to defend. You know, and so we added some new guys that all have a defensive mindset. And then you bring back Andre Hyatt's never in the wrong spot. And then, you know, part of what happens in the draft process is, you know, some things are pointed out and it can be very, very helpful. And when I tell you that, I mean, Darius Days is in the best shape of his life. He's down to 232. He's moving as well as he's ever moved. And, you know, part of his, you know, issues were, you know, he can't foul. He's got to go move his feet and play some defense. And he's improved dramatically defensively. Javonte's working hard and getting better defensively every day. And Trendon has really become a very, very good defender, using his lateral quickness, using his athleticism. And so I think it's going to be a combination of the guys who are back know, you know, you can't be scoring 90 points and losing two SEC games like we did last year. And so they understand that, you know, the difference between first place and second place is that. And if we want to fancy ourselves as a contender, that we've got to be better defensively. And then a lot of these freshmen and some of these transfers, you know, they're a little bit more defensive oriented, defensive minded than maybe we've had in the past. And so I think that's certainly a positive. And you know, Cam Thomas is big and physical. He can get in there and rebound and guard. And like I said, Gaines has great instincts and is athletic and does a great job in the open court. So
got a lot of different pieces, and I think that'll make us better defensively. And then, like you said, philosophically, we've changed, and we're not going to try to take away everything. We're just going to take away two or three things and be great at that.
All right, Coach. Well, I'm going to mask up, come over there to practice and check things out. And thank you for joining us here tonight. And hard to believe, 10 days away, you guys are going to be tipping it off, and basketball season is here.
Coming quick. Appreciate you having me on, Chris. See you soon, buddy.
All right. Coach Will Wade joining us here on LSU 60. That's right, the 25th of November, just around the corner. They'll tip it off against the Dons of San Francisco out in Lincoln, Nebraska, a game you can hear right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network. We're going to switch gears, still talking hoops. We got Coach Nikki Fargus talking LSU women's basketball right after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net. LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more. Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back with you on LSU 60 this Sunday night. Chris Blair filling in for Bill Frankis. He'll be back next Sunday for LSU 60. And we are happy now to look towards the start of women's basketball here at LSU. And we are pleased to bring on the show head coach Nikki Fargus. And Coach Fargus, been a while since we've run into each other. Last time we were virtually calling an NBA 2K game. We had a lot of fun that day. How have you been?
Oh, I've been great. That was so much fun. And I don't play the NBA 2K, but some of my players do. And I know some of the men's basketball players, and a lot of people do, but to have an opportunity to sit there and just talk hoops with you was like the highlight. Obviously, we're during COVID and there's not a lot going on. And then we were able just to talk basketball, and I had no idea how to work any of the controls, but it was a fun day.
We did have a good time. I really did enjoy it. Thank you for joining me. Let's talk about basketball on an actual court, because it is coming up soon, Coach. You guys are going to get started over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We'll talk about the schedule coming up in just a bit. You'll start out in Sin City in Las Vegas, a good start to the season. But I thought we'd talk about your team coming into this year.
Okay.
I talked to Will Wade just a few moments ago, and he obviously, like you know, things have been very different preparing for this season. Two questions. What have you done differently preparing for this year, and how has the team responded in a very unprecedented season?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I want to thank our medical task force who has being on top of this as far as how we need to navigate through COVID. And we were able to obviously create a safe or the safest environment we could for our student athletes in the summertime once they did return back to campus by allowing them to have access. You know, as an athlete, you've been training your entire life. You've been training nonstop. And then COVID hits, and there's nowhere for you to go. There's no facility. There's no weight room. There's no gym because everything's closed. So once we did get our students back on campus, we just started in small groups. It's almost like we went back to just skill development. We would have them enter the building, come straight to the gym. Here's your seat. Here's your towel. Here's your basketballs. And here's your basket. And we were that strict with them in not having any cross interaction with teammates and or with coaching staff. And so they had to, again, you know, when you get up shots, it's kind of like you're in the gym by yourself. You got to go rebound your own basketball. So that's kind of how we initially started. And once we moved and were able to do more things together as a team, we still continue to practice being safe and social distancing as much as you possibly can in the course of a practice. And so, to me, we did a lot of offense because we are contact sport, but we weren't clear to do contact. So there was a lot of shooting, a lot of ball handling, a lot of passing, and I hope that my hopes is that we see that in the percentages. But again, I think for us, it was really creating some type of normalcy for them because their season had been disrupted. Here's a team that's getting ready to go to March Madness, and we get the call that the NCAA tournament had been canceled. And so to then have to leave campus shortly thereafter and not have any idea of when we would or when the season would be announced. And I'm so glad that we did announce a date. Now, how we proceed up until the first game that we play, we've been very just diligent about practicing all the guidelines that have been set forth.
Coach Nikki Fargus joining us. One of the things I think, Coach, when you look at this roster that Tiger fans are excited about, I know I certainly am, you're a senior-laden team, and I know, as we said, it's an unprecedented year. Things have been very different leading up to the season, but the good news has to be that you've got some senior leadership there that have been in battles, know how to handle things, know how to prepare, yeah, and they can help some of the younger players.
No question. You know, look at the work that this group did last year, and with the loss of Mitchell, they were still able to compete at that elite level, beat a lot of top 25 in the rankings, top 25 teams, and then solidify them to be considered one of the best teams in the country by continuing their pursuit of a national championship, which is, you're just talking six games. And to have that nucleus back, you know, you look at first team, second team, All-SEC, and we've got players who have the potential right now to be named to that. And we have players that have shown that they can play at the next level, whether it's WNBA or overseas. But we have a nucleus that is experienced. We have a nucleus that is hungry. We have a nucleus that is ready, and they're leading the way for our newcomers. And I like the chemistry. I like the fact that we have been able to have a lot of competition within the team. Because, again, you don't have scout players. And so a lot of our practices are intense and competitive. And really, they're making each other better. And that's what you want to see out of your team.
Nikki Fargus, head basketball coach, LSU women's basketball, joining us here on LSU 60. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about the schedule because it's coming up soon. November 27th, the Tigers take on BYU. Stay with us. Final segment coming up on LSU 60.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics.
from game day to the offseason. Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game-time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more, because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Toyotathon is on now. Come in today.
Current offers end November 30th. Toyotathon ends January 4th. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with a starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of LSU Athletics.
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
Playing the role of Bill Frankes tonight, I'm Chris Blair. We are happy to be joined by Nikki Fargus, head coach of your LSU women's basketball team. Coach Fargus, just a couple of minutes before we wrap up, but on the 27th, the day after Thanksgiving, you guys are out in Vegas. You take on BYU. You'll take on the Mountaineers of West Virginia on the 28th. That's on Saturday. What do we expect? What do you think the competition's going to be like in the South Point Thanksgiving shootout?
I think it's going to be amazing. You've got teams that have been waiting for this to happen. And, you know, to be honest with you, this tournament was actually scheduled to be in San Juan. And so because of COVID, it's been moved to Vegas. And we obviously, again, the protocols and the procedures that are set forth to make sure that our student athletes are safe and healthy, that's number one. But it's going to be competitive. You know, BYU is a team that we're going to have to extend our defense. We're going to have to be able to get out on their shooters. And our second game is not going to be any easier with a very athletic and up-tempo West Virginia team. But I'm excited for our team. I'm excited for them to be back on the floor competing at the high level, at this high level, and showcasing all the hard work that they've done to get back to this point.
Coach, it should be a great season. Everybody's looking forward to it. As I said, you should have a great team. Get beyond the non-conference and get into the always tough SEC. Thank you for taking some time out to join us tonight. And best of luck. If we don't talk to you before then, look forward to you guys taking to the floor against BYU the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you for this time and just wishing you and your loved ones happy Thanksgiving, an early happy Thanksgiving, and obviously to be safe.
All right, Coach. We'll see you soon. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Nikki Fargus, head coach of LSU women's basketball, our guest here tonight. Thanks to Will Wade stopping by, James Craig, Jeff Palermo on the ones and twos. Thank you for tuning in. And until next week when Bill Frankes is back, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. This is Chris Blair. So long, everybody, and go Tigers.
been listening to LSU 60. Join us again next week for the latest on LSU athletics. LSU 60 is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, a division of LSU SB and